Okay, so get this. Imagine a disease so rare it only affects maybe like one in every 250,000 people. Wild, right? Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. Alkaptonuria. Ever heard of it? Don't worry if not, most haven't. It's got this other name too, black bone disease, which honestly sounds straight out like a medical thriller ride, but it's a real thing. And trust me, it's way more interesting than just a scary name. We're going to break it all down today, like what causes it, why it gets that crazy name, and even how something as simple as like a color change can be a major red flag.
Yeah, and what I find really fascinating about alkaptonuria, or AKU as we call it for short, is that it gives us this incredible window into just how complex our bodies are. You see, it all comes down to this chemical homogenetic acid, HGA.
HTA. Okay, so we're already getting kind of technical. What exactly is this HTA thing?
So basically, it's a natural byproduct of digestion, something everyone produces. But here's where things get interesting. People with AKU are missing a specific enzyme. And that enzyme is supposed to break down HGA.
So without that enzyme, it's like the HGA just builds up. What happens then?
Exactly. It's like this. Imagine someone with AKU, let's say, a guy named Alex. Now, as HGA accumulates in Alex's system, it starts to bind to his bones and cartilage. And this is where it gets kind of crazy. This binding process actually makes them darken and become brittle, hence the name black bone disease. But it's not just a cosmetic thing, unfortunately. This process can lead to a really debilitating form of arthritis called osteoarthritis, often much earlier in life than you'd normally expect.
Oh, wow. So we're talking about serious joint pain, stiffness, all that.
Exactly. And it can severely impact mobility and quality of life for those living with AKU. And it doesn't even stop there. The HGA buildup can affect other organs too, like the heart, which can lead to even more complications.
Wow. It's crazy how one little chemical imbalance can have such a huge ripple effect throughout the body. So with all that in mind, how do you even know if you have AKU? Is it hard to diagnose?
Yeah, it can be tricky, especially early on, because those more obvious symptoms like osteoarthritis might not show up until later. However, there's this, well, I guess you could call it a tell, a really simple one, actually, urine. In someone with AKU, their urine will turn black when it's exposed to air. Can you imagine, like, being a
Yeah.
parent and seeing that? It definitely make you do a double take.
Yeah,
But
man.
that color change, that's actually your body trying to get rid of the excess HGA. It's like a built-in warning system.
Wow, that's both fascinating and kind of scary at the same time. So, say someone like Alex from your example does get diagnosed. What happens then? What's life like living with such a rare condition?
Well, that's where organizations like the AKU Society come in. They're incredible at providing support and resources, connecting patients and families with specialists, and just, reliable information. Living with a rare disease can be really isolating, so having that network, that sense of community, can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. I was actually checking out their website, the AKU Society, and they have a ton of great stuff. They explain the science in a way that anyone can understand, and they even have practical tips for managing day-to-day life with AKU. We'll definitely link to it in the show notes for anyone who wants to learn more. But all this begs the question, why should we care about these super rare diseases? Like, what's the bigger picture here?
That's such a good question, and it's something researchers are always thinking about. You see, even though AKU is rare, studying it has taught us so much about how our bodies process certain proteins. And that knowledge, it isn't just limited to AKU, it's actually helped us understand more common metabolic disorders too.
Oh, wow. So it's like a domino effect of medical breakthroughs.
Exactly. AKU is a perfect example of how sometimes the rarest conditions can hold the key to unlocking treatments and cures for a whole bunch of other diseases.
So it's like, even though most of us might never personally know someone with AKU, its impact could be far-reaching.
Absolutely. It really highlights how every corner of medicine, even those focused on the rarest of the rare, has something valuable to teach us.
It makes you wonder what other medical mysteries are hidden within these rare diseases just waiting to be discovered. Really makes you think, huh?